Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. So, continuing with the witnesses in a capital case, Echad Omer b'shnayim b'chodesh, ve'echad Omer b'shlosh b'chodesh, edusun k'yemes. If one witness says that the crime took place on the second day of the month, and the other witness says it took place on the third day of the month, their testimony stands. That's a reasonable mistake, because it's possible that one person knows that the month was declared full, a month of 30 days, and the other one doesn't know this, so as far as he knows, it was a month of 29 days. So they differ in a piece of information, not so much a piece of reality. Echad Omer b'shlosha ve'echad Omer b'chamisha, but if one says that the murder occurred on the third day of the month and the other says it occurred on the fifth day of the month, edusan b'tela, then their testimony is thrown out. That's too big an error. That would be a substantive difference of opinion in terms of the facts of the case. Echad Omer b'shtei sha'os, if one person says the murder or the idolatry or whatever crime occurred at 8 o'clock in the morning, ve'echad Omer b'shlosh sha'os, and the other one says it occurred at 9 o'clock in the morning, edusan kayemes. Their testimony stands, because that's a reasonable mistake. It's perfectly logical to err within an hour. Echad Omer b'shlosha ve'echad Omer b'chamesh, but if one says it occurred at 9 a.m. and the other one says it occurred at 11 a.m., edusan b'tela, then their testimony is invalidated. That's too big an error. Rabbi Huda Omer Kayemes, but Rabbi Huda says that it still stands in that case. Echad Omer Bechamesh ve'echad Omer Besheva, but if one of them said that it occurred at 11 a.m. and the other one said it occurred at 1 p.m., Edusan Betela, then their testimony is invalidated. Shebechamesh chama b'mizrach u'besheva chama b'marav, because at 11 o'clock in the morning, it's before noon, the sun is still in the east, but at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's afternoon, hence afternoon, the sun is now in the west. So that's too big a mistake. Even though both of these things are dealing with a difference of 2 hours, it's more reasonable to mistake between 2 morning hours or 2 afternoon hours, not to mistake 2 hour difference on either side of the sun at its apex. Let us look at the Bartonuro. So if one said the murder occurred or whatever crime occurred on the second day of the month and the other one said on the third day of the month, Sheze Yodea Biyuburo Shachodesh, because one of them is aware that the previous month was declared full. Zesh Amar Beshnaim Yada Shachodesh Sha'avar Malehaya. The one who said it was on the second day knows that the previous month was a month of 30 days. And the first day, which is actually the 30th day of the previous month. But this only applies for the first half of a month. But from the midpoint of the month and on, this testimony would not be valid. Because we have a chazaka, we have a presumption that by the time half of the month has arrived, by the time it's the 15th, everybody's been informed when Beis Din declared the new month, and everyone knows what day of the calendar it is. So let's say one person thinks it's 9 o'clock in the morning and the other one thinks it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Rabbi Huda Omer Kayemes. The first opinion is that the testimony is thrown out, but Rabbi Huda feels that it stands. The Avid Inish Detoy Kulehai. Because there happen to be people who could make such a mistake. It's not that uncommon. Now, if it's 11 o'clock in the morning, the sun is in the east, and if it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun is in the west, Chama b'Mizrach, so the sun in the east. Mimakam Zrichas HaChama Ad Emsa Harakia Kuri Mizrach. So from the place where the sun rises until the point where it's at its apex, that's the east. Me'emsa Harakia Ad Makam Hashkia Kuri Marev. And from its apex at noon to where it sets in the evening, that's the west. Mishnah Dalid. Biachar Kach Machnisenes Hasheni Ubodkino. So after they interrogate the first witness, they bring in the second witness and they interrogate him. Im nimsu divrehem mechuvanim, if they find that their words line up, posin bezchus, then they open with the merits of the accused. Amar echad min ha'edim, yeshli lamed alav schus. If one of the witnesses says, I have something to say in his favor, o echad min ha'tamidim, yeshli lamed alav chova. If one of the students in the court says, I have something to say against him, meshatkin oso. We don't listen to these people. Amar echad min hatamidim yesh lelamed alav zchus. But if one of the students in the court says, I have something to say in his favor, ma'alan oso u'moshivan oso b'nehem, they bring him up and they seat him among the judges, v'lo ha'yori mishan kol ha'yam kulo, and he doesn't go down from there the entire day. Im yesh mamash b'dvarav, and if there is substance in his words, shomin lo, then we listen to what he has said. Vafilu ha'omer yesh li lamed al atzmi zchus, and even if the accused says, I have something to say in my own defense, shomin lo, we listen to it. Ubilvad sheyesh mamash b'dvarav, so long as there's actually something substantive in what he has to say. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Nimsu divrehem mechuvanim, if they find that the witnesses agree in their stories. So now it goes to trial. Now there's a reason to actually start the proceedings. Poskin bezchus, they start with merit. Imlo avarta al tira. If you didn't do this thing of which you're accused, have no fear. Amar echad min ha'edim yesh li lamed alav zchus. If one of the witnesses says, I have something to say in his favor, we don't listen to him. Afilu zchus, even if he has something to say in his favor. V'kol shekein chova, even more so if he wants to speak against him. Meshatkin oso, we shut him up. Dichsiv, based on a pasuk, ve'ed echad lo yane. One witness shall not speak, he shall not answer. Bein lezchus, bein lechova, whether it's in his favor or against. Amar echad min atamidim, but if one of the students wants to speak, hayoshvin lifnei hadianim. These are the students who sit in front of the judges. So he says, yesh li lamed alav chova, I have something to say against him. Meshatkin oso, we don't allow that either, we shut him up. Dichsiv, based on another pasuk, ve'ed echad lo yane b'nefesh lemus. One witness shall not speak against a person so that he should die. Lemus hu de'ena one. He shall only not speak against him to cause him to die, to be convicted. Ha'lizchus one. But in order to speak in his favor, he may do so. Eno yored misham kol hayom, he doesn't go down from there the whole day. Va'filo she'en mamash b'dvarav, even if what he said is meaningless, even if it has no impact on the case, it's irrelevant, he sits up there the whole day. Why? Let's look in the Tosfos Yontov. Kedei shelo tehei aliyaso yirida lo, so that his going up should not ultimately be a going down for him. Perish Rashi. Rashi explains. Shem yoriduhu hayom la'en kol bushahu lo. If he's sent down, if they bring him up and he says something irrelevant and they send him down in front of everybody, it would be a big embarrassment. So even if his words are meaningless, he stays there the rest of the day. Aval yesh mamash b'dvarav, but if there is actually content to his words, we're back in the Bart Neuro now, eno yorid misham la'olam, then he doesn't go down from there forever. Now, forever is a little difficult to understand. Again, let us look in the Tosfos Yontov. V'nira vaday de'eno nimne imahen. Certainly he's not counted among the judges. Shim ken you based in zugos, because then they bring the guy up, now you have a court of 24, you've got pairs of judges, that's not allowed. El zocha lihios B'moshav Beisdin v'yahasafsal kamosam. Rather, he's just allowed to sit among the judges on a couch like them instead of on the floor like the students, and he's honored in that way. And I don't have it here in this particular Mishnah, but the Meiri says that it doesn't mean forever, you know, next month, next year, etc. It means for the duration of this trial. So if he's brought up and there's no substance in his words, he sits there the whole day. But if there is substance in his words, he sits there for the duration of the case. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Daled. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this parak with Mishnah Tei and begin parak Vav.